Welcome in, everybody. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, one day after the Eagles losing to Seattle 24-14. Now turning the page. Dallas Cowboys coming to town. Bo, it's Dallas week.
It is Dallas week, Dave. And listen, this is a game that has very, very serious playoff implications. Eagles need this win if they're going to be heading to January football.
Yeah, it's a tough one, though, on this Monday after the loss to Seattle. The 10-game win streak at Lincoln Financial Field is over, and the Eagles again falling to one of the elite teams in the NFC. We'll talk about that as we get through the show here. Chip Kelly talked about the loss to Seattle as well when he met the media today. Chris McPherson has it all for us, our Eagles 360 update presented by Sports Authority.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. The Eagles have seemed to find a magic formula for dealing with how to come back from losses as they are 3-0 in games following a defeat this season, outscoring their opponents by a combined score of 108-73. And the Eagles don't need any extra motivation this Sunday as they take on the Dallas Cowboys for first place in the NFC East.
Well, this team's got good resolve, and I expect them to be flying high when they get in here tomorrow and get ready to go. And there's no better thing to get their attention than playing the Dallas Cowboys at home in front of the link, in front of our crowd. So I think they'll be fired up for it.
The Eagles struggled on Sunday offensively against the Seattle Seahawks, but if you look back to that Thanksgiving win over Dallas, the offense flourished in the 33-10 victory. What was the difference? Head coach Chip Kelly said it all came down to execution.
We just need to execute. You know, when you go back through it, they do a good job. They don't fool you with anything they do. They line up and they play football, and they're really, really good at doing that. So, you know, you don't go back and look at it and say, hey, we should have run trap or we should have run this scheme. It's they executed and we didn't execute.
The Eagles held the league's leading rusher, DeMarco Murray, to only 73 yards, a season low in that Thanksgiving game with Dallas. On Sunday, the Eagles were able to corral Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch. Kelly praised the performances of defensive end Fletcher Cox and linebacker Michael Kendricks.
He's done the same thing he's done all year, which is play at a really, really high level. And he's been our most consistent defensive lineman from game one to game 13. He's a very difficult guy to block. I think he's really adapted very, very well to what we're doing defensively and playing really well right now. So
since D'Amico's been gone,
Michael had a good game. You know, I thought obviously that's a tough task, but I thought he did a really good job. He had a couple key sacks on him. You know, when it's tough to get Russell down, he's just so elusive back there. But I thought you know, our defensive coaches felt Fletcher and Michael played pretty well.
Kelly had no update on the status of quarterback Nick Foles, who is recovering from the fractured collarbone. Before we turn the page and look ahead to Sunday's showdown with Dallas, we're going to send it back inside the studio for more here on Eagles 360, where Dave and Bo will offer one final look at Sunday's loss to Seattle.
Thanks very much, Chris. Bo, we're now going to turn our focus to what happened on Sunday and then transition into next week's game. We begin, I think, with the offense. That's a good place to start.
I think it is a good place to start, and the offense never really got things started yesterday against the Seahawks. They did take a 7-0 lead, but after that, not much going for Mark Sanchez and the boys. Fewer than 100 yards passing for Sanchez. The run game never doing much, and now the Eagles must prepare for the Cowboys, who they did dominate a couple weeks ago. We'll talk about the offense on the other side.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
I step to Philly.
You'll step to Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I step to Philly.
The 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall.
FTC. Delco.
Media.
To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas.
Broad Street.
To the game.
I step to Philly.
Anywhere.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
Welcome back to Eagles 360 as we rehash the loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf. We're going to talk a little bit first about Mark Sanchez struggling at the quarterback position against a very tough Seattle defense. The number one ranked defense in the NFL lived up to all the hype. I didn't see a lot of room for Mark Sanchez to throw the football. The Seattle Seahawks got pressure with their four-man pass rush. Just a tough day for the quarterback.
Yeah, he didn't really throw the ball downfield very much. I think just four passes over 20 yards. The touchdown to Ertz came on one of those, but really Mark Sanchez was taking just the short completions, and the Eagles were not able to get the first downs, get those first downs to get the offense moving, as we've seen so often this season. And the running game, LeSean McCoy, not much going either, but for Sanchez, he's going to need to bounce back against Dallas.
Yeah, and he talked about his struggles, the offense's struggles in general, after the 24-14 loss at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday night.
They did well. They covered up zones very well. They played man-to-man very well. They started to rush the passer as the game went on, and we just didn't get enough, really, I thought, on first and second down. That we got in some third and long situations, and that's very difficult against a team like that, you know, where you can't be a dual threat. You get into more third and threes, third and fours, then we have the ability to maybe run it. We can run screens. We can run down the field throws, drop backs, movement. I mean, you really have the whole playbook available, but when you get into – I thought we had a third and 18 and a third and 9 and a third and 12. I mean, those are, statistically the best team in the league is going to be like in the 30% on that, and that's not where we want to be. So we got to get more positive plays on first and second down. You know, I don't know. I mean, the most important thing is just to get past this one, watch the film, and move on and get ready for another huge game. I mean, all these games down the stretch are so important. So I don't know. Big picture, that's too far out in front of us. We really just need to focus on what's right in front of our nose, and that's, getting this bad taste out of our mouth, going out and playing Dallas and giving our best effort next week.
Well, the Eagles wanted to establish the ground game early. Chip Kelly said that after the game, and it just never happened. LeSean McCoy, 50 yards, chunks here and there, a really critical fumble on the first play of the second half. A running game that had certainly put things together in the last couple of weeks kind of fell apart against Seattle. LeSean McCoy frustrated after the game.
I mean, just obviously it was terrible timing. That's really my fault. I should have been more aware of this ball security in the situation of the game, trying to come back, you know, and give a turnover that fast. That's real bad, you know. So that's something that's on me. I just think today I didn't play well at all. It's probably one of my worst games. up to date, I mean, since being here. So it's got to get better. I mean, it's got something to work on. I'm not a fumbler. I've got a lot of carries, and I don't really turn the ball over too much. But it's got to get back to it. I'm just more conscious of it, especially in traffic, which I do well at just the last 2 weeks. I've been letting it go. And you put that on tape, teams are going to be after it even more. So, I mean, it's nothing to talk about. Just got to go and do it.
Along the way, Bo, LeSean McCoy makes a little bit of Eagles history, becomes the all-time leader in rushing yards in franchise history, and that number obviously will continue to grow.
And he really, by the numbers, has been the best running back in Eagles history. But you're the historian. You're the one who's been here.
Yes.
How does he compare to all those guys?
Well, 87 games it took LeSean McCoy to get to the top of the charts. More durable, more all-around player than Brian Westbrook, in my opinion. Wilbert Montgomery also plagued by injuries. And what separates McCoy from those running backs, Wilbert Montgomery and also Brian Westbrook, his power inside and also his ability as a pass protector and just kind of to do the dirty work kind of player. But all three of them outstanding running backs. And McCoy leads the franchise now in total rushing yards. And what's next for him? Hall of Fame kind of player?
I think we'll start at least with maybe a jersey retired by the Eagles. But certainly, you know, he's only 26 years old. He's got a long future ahead of him.
Yeah, he's still got three games to go against the NFC East opponents. And so LeSean McCoy, a lot of football left to play in this regular season. When we return to Eagles 360, we take a look at the defense. Some very good performances by the Eagles on Sunday night, individually and collectively, just not enough to get Seattle off the field.
Imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes every day. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
Feel it?
JJ, what?
You know the game's on tonight, right, Amy?
I know, but it's my turn to chaperone.
Right, but you can do both.
How?
NFL Mobile is now free with the More Everything plan from Verizon.
I have Verizon.
Download it, and you can watch the game right here.
Come on, Miss Boogie!
Oh, Helen.
Watch primetime NFL games on NFL Mobile, included with the More Everything plan, exclusively from Verizon.
Sports Authority is proud to be the official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Welcome back. It's Eagles 360 on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We come your way Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf with you, talking a little defense. What'd you think of the Eagles' performance against Seattle?
Well, it was up and down. Obviously, they didn't do quite enough for the Eagles to win this game, but they did some things well. I think the game plan against Russell Wilson worked pretty well. He didn't do much except for that one long touchdown run on the ground. Bill Davis took credit for that call, said he got caught in an all-out blitz. Bad call at the time. But other than that, I thought the problem really was sort of in the secondary. They weren't sticking on guys like Teflon like they needed to. But it's so hard when a guy is back there for so long. It's tough to do.
Yeah, Russell Wilson really keeps plays alive with his legs. Bill Davis tried everything against the elusive quarterback. Didn't work well enough. Davis talks about the defensive performance in Sunday's loss to Seattle.
I went all in and was trying to keep them off balance, and I went all out blitz, and they had a nice protection. It made them give one more second to hold it, and the guy put a nice move on Malcolm. So I wish I had those two calls back.
It was an all out blitz, and again, Trent's responsible, but he takes one step forward on his blitz, and then he's outflanked by a great athlete. So again, I think I put too much stress on him in that call.
The throwback, yeah. We just lost our. We knew they had those in their offense. We'd worked on them, talked about them. It just takes discipline to make sure that fake to the running back is the boot went away, that you just stay on the coverage, and we didn't.
Well, we were ripping the coverage. I mean, the rush was going with a spy. So I thought we put a good pressure on him. He was backing up and throwing it and making us cover longer, but that's what he does. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't do anything we didn't expect today. They out-executed us.
Well, that's defensive coordinator Bill Davis. Now we're going to single out two players who did step up and really shine. Fletcher Cox, defensive lineman, Michael Kendricks, linebacker, both had 11 tackles, both around the football the entire game, and they have had tremendous seasons.
Yeah, and first for Cox, who in the beginning of this season, Chip Kelly was saying he's playing the best on the defense. He didn't quite have those sack numbers. They weren't coming, but the people who watched the film were saying that Fletcher Cox was among the best players in the league on prime time and in national television over the last couple weeks. The world has seen just how good Fletcher Cox is, and Michael Kendricks, he was matching Russell Wilson's athleticism stride for stride. He was outstanding yesterday. How about that 2012 draft class? Those two guys, Vinnie Curry in the second round, they're all really huge parts of this defense.
Yeah, and so the Eagles building with that and the defense making strides. Another tough test comes, of course, on Sunday night when Dallas comes to town. And the playoff picture becoming a little bit clearer, I guess, with three games to go. A lot of teams still in the mix. We talk about what's going on around the NFC. When we return on Eagles 360.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will. Tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
What would you ask your favorite Philadelphia Eagles player? Here's your chance. Just tweet your question using hashtag AskAnEagle, and your question could be featured on Inside the Eagles, airing on 6ABC. Ask an Eagle, presented by Geico. Welcome back to Eagles 360. What about the NFC playoff picture? It is a bit crazy. I mean, it's fun. It's crazy. The Eagles, of course, have three games remaining, all against the NFC East opponents. The division is there for the Eagles with three wins, but in the greater picture here, Bo, your thoughts as we take a look at some of the scores from Sunday around the NFC.
Well, listen, yesterday the Eagles, if they had won that game, would have been really in prime position to maybe get a first-round bye. Now they really need to beat Dallas in order to make the playoffs, so it's going to be interesting to see if they can do that, obviously. Six teams for five spots if you discount the NFC South. But yesterday, the Lions, of course, beating the Bucs. They're one of those teams who's playing very well, and they've got a very good NFC record, so they're going to be tough to top in terms of
And not a particularly daunting schedule down the stretch. How about the surging Carolina Panthers breaking a six-game losing streak, and now they are in the mix in the NFC South after their shocking victory.
If Green Bay meets Atlanta tonight, I think the Carolina's only a half game back.
Yeah, amazing. And then Arizona, give them credit. Drew Stanton guts out a win, a tough one against the Kansas City Chiefs in Arizona. So Arizona looking pretty good as San Francisco has fallen apart in the NFC West. And then, of course, tonight, Green Bay hosting Atlanta, and that will impact the overall picture in the NFC that we take a look. The Arizona Cardinals still holding on to that number one seed.
Tell me this, Dave.
The Packers, number two.
If the Eagles do somehow get that third seed, win the NFC East, where would you who would you rather see as the two seed in maybe the second round? Would you rather go to Green Bay, Arizona, or Seattle?
Obviously Arizona.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, let's be honest. Let's get another crack at Arizona. We'll see what happens. But a long way to go between now and then, and a good football game tonight on Monday Night Football. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We've got Eagles 360 coming back on Tuesday. Chip Kelly in studio. A little look at fantasy football as the playoffs, I guess, are not only here, but winding down, right?
Taking on Katie Tang, the social media maven in the first round of the Eagles playoffs. Big game.
Good
big
luck
week.
To you. I'm putting you as the underdog.
I am the underdog, yes.
We thank you for joining us today on Eagles 360. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.